you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, January 10th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. At the City of Refuge Church in Gardena this morning, two wreaths of brightly colored flowers adorned the casket bearing the body of 14-year-old Valentina Oriana Peralta at her funeral today. She was shot and killed in error last month by an LAPD officer at the Burlington clothing store in North Hollywood. Police had been summoned after reports of a man assaulting women inside the store. When the officer fired his rifle at that man, one of the bullets pierced the wall of the dressing room. Valentina was inside with her mother, trying on quinceanera dresses. The bullet killed her.
We come to make a plea for justice.
Hemos venido a hacer una súplica por justicia.
Because justice is to represent.
Porque justicia es representar.
Protection of the innocent.
Protección del inocente.
Attorney Benjamin Crump, he attended the funeral for Valentina Oriana Peralta. He is also representing the girl's family. He calls the officer's actions unjustifiable. Also shot and killed at that Burlington store was 24-year-old Daniel Elena Lopez. He's the man who was seen on surveillance video attacking several women inside the store. Yesterday, his family and others held a car wash fundraiser to cover funeral expenses. Ursula Trejo was one of the organizers. She says neighbors and friends came together in part because of the way she says the LAPD treated the family after the shooting.
People throughout different areas were, it was sad, they were bullying and derogative towards the family. And it was heartbreaking. We see it as two lives that should not have been lost.
KPCC's Frank Stoltz says multiple investigations into the Burlington store shooting are underway.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore says he will not yet pass judgment on the decision by Officer William Jones to open fire on an unarmed man inside the store. Jones killed both the man and Oriana Peralta, who was in a nearby dressing room.
But everything is on the table for being looked at as to not just what happened and the judgments and decisions that were made, but our policies and procedures.
Critics have said the department is incapable of conducting an impartial investigation. Mayor Eric Garcetti disagrees.
LAPD is perhaps the best in the country in doing these investigations.
The LAPD's Inspector General is also examining the shooting. And the state attorney general now investigates all police shootings of unarmed people, and he's the one who will decide whether to file criminal charges against Officer Jones. Covering criminal justice, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Now to COVID-19. In Los Angeles County, more than a quarter of a million new infections have been reported since the start of the new year, and that's likely an undercount. Many Angelenos take rapid tests at home and don't report the results to LA County Public Health. So just how accurate are those tests? Well, use them as the instructions say, and if you get a positive, Dr. Dean Blumberg at the UC Davis Children's Hospital says you can trust that result.
Because there's very few false positive results that occur. So if you're symptomatic and being screened and you get a positive result with that home assay, that I believe that.
And if you have symptoms but the rapid test says you're negative, Dr. Blumberg says follow up with the more sensitive PCR test. That one is more likely to pick up a COVID-19 infection. Dr. Dean Blumberg at the UC Davis Children's Hospital is one of the COVID-19 experts we feature daily on KPCC's Air Talk. Here's more on the rapid tests. They're popular right now, and what with the surge in Omicron-powered infections. In fact, they're so popular, it might be tough to find one. That is a recipe for price gouging. KPCC's Jackie Fortier says that's why Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order over the weekend that gives Californians price gouging protections.
Newsom's executive order prohibits sellers from marking up prices on COVID at-home test kits by more than 10%. It also gives law enforcement additional tools to take action against price gougers by making it a misdemeanor. Starting January 15th, the Biden administration will require private insurance companies to cover the cost of 8 at-home COVID tests per month, if you can find any. In the meantime, frustrated people seeking COVID tests are clogging up LA's already over overrun hospital emergency rooms. Later this month, the federal government will launch a website to begin making 500 million at-home COVID tests available through the mail. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
You can find free drive-through and walk-up testing sites in LA County at covid19.lacounty.gov. Test results will take a couple of days. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.